Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures, we tried to move higher this morning on corn and wheat. Export sales were phenomenal for the corn trade, 2.2 million metric tons, way above expectations. Even soybean oil was, but that all was muted and obliterated as the deliveries on soybeans for the January contract, 1,062 contracts delivered. ADM posted well over half of that, about 70% of it, and no strong stoppers were evident, and they haven't been today because everybody's either in the Bahamas or Hawaii or somewhere. They're not trading, and so the beans are just getting crushed by these re-deliveries. Weather in Argentina, still kind of touch and go. They think they see some rains again, 13 to 15 days out. Got a lot of heat in the meantime. Moderated a bit, still well into the 90s into next week. But, you know, every day you move forward when it's 94 or 96 or 97, does it really matter? It's very hot and they've been dry for weeks. They're hoping for that rain in 2 weeks. We do know the Brazilian harvest is going to get underway. They're looking for some reasonable yields to come to the marketplace right away. So that keeps the pressure on the beans. So January beans in delivery down 14 and three quarter cents, 10.31 and a half, March off 14 and a half, 10.47 and a half. While the May is down 13 and a half, 10.61. Now, corn was higher by 1 to 2 cents all morning on the big export sales numbers. They'd have climbed even more than that had it not been for soybeans falling out of bed, so to speak. Currently up a quarter right now on the March corn, 4.40 and three quarters. May is unchanged, 4.48 and a half. July up a quarter, 4.45 and three quarters. Wheat, well, they don't know what to do. Export sales were off. It was a holiday week, but it doesn't seem to matter. Just a good reason to sell wheat. Chicago wheat off 3.5 cents, 5.07 and a quarter. Kansas March down 6.5, 5.15 and a half. In Minneapolis, March contract down 3.25 cents to 5.75 and a quarter. May off 1.75 cents, 5.87 and a quarter. The only good thing that can be said about today's prices, they're so pathetic for grains that be hard to mark higher prices. It'd be easy, I should say, to mark higher prices for next year because anything can go wrong and lift the prices up. So we'll see. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast. You need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out. At heartlandinvest.com, call us 701-222-0221. On the cattle trade, going out on a strong recovery, a higher again on the day and on the week. Best part of the recovery since bottoming in early November. We are on the highs, expiring December contract up 82 cents for cattle, 232. The February cattle up $1.85, 232.32. That is right near their best levels on that recovery bounce since the November low. April cattle up $1.67, 232.65. Feeder cattle, we have January up 75 cents, 350.30. March, new highs. On the recovery side, up $1.12, 345.70. April up $1.07, 344.5. This is all despite talk that China is going to restrict some exports from Brazil of beef as they have a little trade spat going on. They're not shutting off the beef, just going to restrict some possibly while they have their dispute. Hogs lower. February down 32 cents, 85.12. April hogs off 30 cents, 89.87. And the metal market slumping again today, further end-of-the-year liquidation from the top that was found on Sunday night. Gold, February, down $52 an ounce, $4,334. I'm trying to be an auctioneer here. Silver for the March contract, down $7.10, $70.81. The Bitcoin January contract down 90 bucks only, $88,170. And crude oil, a draw on the inventories while the build in diesel and gasoline overcame the action for today. We're down 39 cents a barrel on the February crude oil, $57.56. That's a dollar off of overnight highs. Gasoline February down 2 cents a gallon, $1.71 and a quarter. Diesel fuel, we're down almost 3 cents a gallon, down 2.75 cents a gallon, $2.13. Any questions? You can always find us at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening and Happy New Year's. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.